we really wanted to do an in-depth study on this phenomenon in the state of Utah so we can really understand what women are facing, some of the challenges, even some of the benefits that maybe some women have had from work, but more than anything, some of the challenges in terms of health, anxiety, being laid off or fired, childcare issues, homeschooling, all of the impact of those kinds of things that are happening really on themselves and their families and in the community as well.
Susan Madsen, who leads the Women in Leadership Project at USU, says national research shows women have taken the brunt of the consequences of the pandemic in many ways. The survey she and her team are conducting will help provide more insight on how Utah women are being affected by COVID. According to Madsen, both quantitative and qualitative data will be collected so the study can be more comprehensive. By working with various nonprofits, government agencies, and institutions of higher education, Madsen says they are hoping for a diverse sample.
So between the two elements of check the box kind of questions, which are really important, but also the tell us your story and some of the struggles you've had and also any benefits that you've seen in your career. Between those, I think we'll much deeper than any study that I've seen in the United States thus far on Utah women and work.
The Utah Women in Leadership Project will publish briefs on their findings to help inform public policy and workplace decisions. Visit upr.org to take the survey. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.